Thank you,
sir.
George. George, radio 90.
I guess you got the messages that were sent out to Ms. Gandhi and the President of India.
I got the one to the President of India, not one for Mrs. Gandhi, sir.
We sent one to her, too. I don't know whether they released a little statement. I saw Rush before he took off this morning.
Yeah.
He's probably going to go back by Saigon. I don't think we ought to say so.
Okay, sir.
Dirksen did us awfully dirty. He came down here last Friday, I believe it was, and he suggested that we ought to get the three men from each one of these committees to talk to them. And so we invited him, and after we got him invited, he saw his coming. He said that he denounced our policy and left the impression that after he denounced him, that he was so important, I called him up. So I think if any of them raise a question with you, you ought to say that I have talked to him at frequent intervals, and I saw him last Friday for a good long time. And I checked with him again early in the week, and at that time I agreed to call a meeting on probably Tuesday. And I called a meeting before I knew anything about his regular Tuesday political conference.
Mm-hmm, okay. That was last Friday that he talked to you about this thing.
I believe it was. You can check with Juanita for the day.
Yeah, I'll get that exact, sir.
And I try to get him at 11 o'clock so that you can get back on at 11:40.
I'm going to go sharp at 11, sir. I have the Soviet Counselor Agreement and the letter to the President of India. If they want that in television, should I put it on, sir?
Yeah, I think so.
Would you want me to do it, or?
I don't care.
Okay, sir.
Anything else?
No, that's, I think those are the only pressing things, sir.
Doug Kiker said I bored with the show. I thought it was a wonderful show.
It was a terrific show.
I enjoyed it. I'd cut out maybe that whale stuff.
That was awful.
But
that was way below the level. That was the best show they've ever put on.
But I don't know where he got the idea. I didn't enjoy it. He didn't talk to me. He didn't ask me.
No, and I haven't seen him this morning. I'll find out because it was a good show. That was a top-notch show. Every kind of entertainment, comedy, light music.
You better check with the teleprompters. They went wild on us last.
Yes, I found out about that already, sir. It was it was a short circuit.
Well, now, how many short circuits am I going to have? I saved myself last night, but that sure could have ruined me.
I know it. It was only one short circuit. You don't get them often, but they do hit.
What caused it?
Well, short circuit, sir, is when a wire gets overloaded because of an overcharge of electricity, and the wire snaps. That is, a wire carrying electricity, and it has to be located. The heart is held to locate. And as I said, it doesn't happen very often.
Well, did they find it? Ever get fixed?
Yeah, it was fixed.
I said it last night.
Oh, yes, they got it fixed last night.
I thought it was almost sabotaged, George.
No, that happens, sir. It'll happen in your home, even when you think you've got nice new equipment installed and everything else. All of a sudden, boom, it goes.
Well, now, if that happened to me before the convention or something, I'd really be destroyed, wouldn't it?
That's why you've always got to have the cards in front of you as an alternate,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, but I can't turn them every time. I can't keep them up. I had to go look for it, see where it was.
I know it. But there's I don't think there's any ultimate defense against that because it's one of those odd accidents, maybe once in a million times, but it does happen.
Well, we better check with them. I'm not sure it's that way because it went fast and it stopped, and I'd about catch up with it and it'd run off from me again.
Yes, sir, that's what had happened. Your circuit, the circuit that controls it, was the one in which the short hit.
Who told you this?
Kilduff checked it out right on the spot. Kilduff could see that something was wrong. And he dashed out and ran the thing down.
Okay, anything else?
That's all for this morning, sir.
All right, looks like Andy Hatcher, that Negro letter, he's trying to get a Negro point. He thought a Negro ought to succeed Salad.
Yeah, well, I only know of one that I think has the ability.
Well, I don't see. It looks like to me that if you elaborate on what we did for Carl Rowan, what we've done for Hobart Taylor, that and what we've done for the Negro woman in the State Department, and then say now each one of these jobs is not a Negro or white job, it's the best qualified. And I don't think that anyone can contend that George Reedy and Kilduff are not better qualified than any new man would be.
That's right. I don't think anyone could contend that we're people of prejudice either.
No, but they might do it with the Negroes because they like to see a Negro in the White House.
Well, I think maybe we've got to get Hobart's face in a few more pictures.
Yeah, I expect that's right.
That's the best way to handle it.
I think you've got to make up your mind now on getting another man, because I'd like to make that a joint selection.
Well, three of those you named would be acceptable. It would be very good for me.
Who?
Well, I'd Doug Cater, if he would take it. Roger Mudd. Let's see. I don't have your memo in front of me. I forget who
Mike O'Neill.
Mike I would not want for this job, sir.
Sure, huh?
Yeah, sure. That's it.
What's wrong with Mike?
I just don't think he's got quite enough depth for it, sir.
Okay, much bye.
You bet, sir.
You can tell them I'm not going to have any announcements or anything important, and try to put a lid on while we touch it and let as few go as will go.
Right. I'm trying to
encourage it. Just say we're not going to have anything but a little text of a speech and a wire covered. Not going to be doing anything else.
Right. I've already done that, and I'm going to continue it.
Will many of them go to New York with us?
Yes, sir. I don't have the we don't have a full amount yet. The sign-up list is still up, but I'd guess 40, 50.
I just tell them plainly, we're going on, we plan to leave midnight in Texas.
Right.
So don't say I'm checking or I don't know. Just tell them, yeah.
I've told them that already, sir.
How many going to Texas?
I would guess some 30 will go down, yes, sir. And maybe more, but about 30 have indicated they're going.
Most of the big papers?
Mostly big papers and magazines, and of course the wires. They've got to go anywhere you go.
Okay.
You bet, sir.